KSS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. An Illinois judge, the latest to rule that Donald Trump's name should not be included on the November ballot, citing the 14th Amendment, which bars insurrectionists from holding office. ABC legal contributor Kim Whaley.
Given that the Supreme Court has that Colorado case in hand, and given that the oral argument suggests they're going to go against Colorado and side with essentially Donald Trump, it's unlikely that this latest decision is going to have any actual impact on who's on the ballot in any state come November.
Now, what could have an impact on the November timeline? The Supreme Court agreeing to hear arguments on whether Donald Trump has absolute immunity from prosecution for his role on January 6th. The arguments won't be heard, however, until April 22nd. The Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry says an overnight altercation involving crowds waiting for aid left at least 70 people dead, bringing the death toll since the start of the war to more than 30,000. This is ABC News. The comedy world a little sadder this morning after learning that Richard Lewis has passed away. Here's ABC's Jason Nathanson.
Many mourning the death of comedian and actor Richard Lewis, known for his Neuroses-inspired brand of dark humor, in which he often talked about deeply personal things, including therapy and addiction. More recently, he played Larry David's neurotic friend on Curb Your Enthusiasm, the two born 3 days apart in the same hospital. David saying in a statement, Lewis, quote, had the rare combination of being the funniest person and also the sweetest. But today he made me sob, and for that, I'll never forgive him. Richard Lewis was 76.
New hopes for parents in Alabama trying to use IVF to have children. They might resume the treatments as soon as next week, with lawmakers pushing new measures through. Another record for Iowa college basketball superstar Caitlin Clark.
There's been so many amazing players to come before me and have laid such a great foundation for me to be able to play on this stage in front of crowds like this.
Speaking after she passed Lynette Woodard to become the top scoring woman in major college basketball history. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Most of us can agree we should have the freedom to make our own medical decisions. Politicians should have no role at all, but not California mega millionaire Eric Hovde. Hovde said, I am totally opposed to abortion, and I'm 100% pro-life. And he supported overturning Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights. Hovde's been supported by Wisconsin Right to Life, an extreme anti-abortion group that supports banning abortion, even in cases of rape and incest, and threatens doctors and nurses with criminal charges for providing abortion care. With views like that, Hovde could be a crucial vote in favor of a national abortion ban, letting politicians decide what's right for women. Call Eric Hovde at his California office at 714-730-4444. Tell him his position on abortion is dangerous for Wisconsin women. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin saw a dramatic change in temperature from Tuesday night to Wednesday morning, breaking records in some parts of the state. In Madison, temperatures dropped from 70 degrees Tuesday to just 11 degrees Wednesday morning, a 59-degree swing. That's the biggest shift in the city's history. In Milwaukee, highs of 74 Tuesday were followed by lows of 16 Wednesday, a 58-degree change. $15 million is on its way to Wisconsin's Chippewa Valley to support healthcare access, as two local hospitals and several area clinics are set to close in April. The legislature approved the money last week. Governor Evers signed the bill Wednesday with some line item vetoes to allow more flexibility. In addition to emergency rooms, the money can now help with everything from urgent care services to mental health care. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Marquette with another win at home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The number 5 ranked Marquette Golden Eagles ran away with a 91-69 win over the Providence Friars. Head coach Shaka Smart.
Providence is a very physical team, an aggressive team. Got a little chippy out there at times, but you know, just proud of our guys' effort and connectivity.
Tyler Kolek had to leave the game with a possible oblique injury. The Badgers are back, getting ready to host number 13th-ranked Illinois Saturday at noon at the Kohl Center. Baseball, the Brewers with a 6-1 loss to the Chicago Cubs. Milwaukee now 1-4 in Cactus League games. But manager Pat Murphy says there are encouraging signs.
There's some great stuff every day. You know, again, we're playing guys that might be in Double-A. We're playing guys that might not be with the Brewers. We're not playing to win. We hope we win. You know, that feels better, but this has no effect. It's about how the guys are playing.
That's the Brewers manager, Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
We are going to warm things up rather quickly as we head into the weekend. Today, it'll be mostly sunny with a high right around 35. Our wind out of the southwest at 10 to 20 today. Clear tonight, 31. Tomorrow, sunshine 50. By Saturday, 58. On Sunday, partly cloudy with a high near 60. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now is 10.
Broadcasting from the Civic Media Studios on South Main Street, this is Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM, WISS.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you very much. Welcome back. That was a fun segment talking about craft beer.
And it continues.
And it continues. Absolutely. We got Justin Kinnett and Daryl Burnett talking about the 6th Shamrock Craft Beer Invitational. And that's taking place at a very cool place also on Saturday. You could do both of these things. You could go to first one and then this one back to back. This would be awesome.
We will, John, and I'll drive.
Okay. Yeah. The Auto Gallery and Event Center is where it's taking place from 3 to 6 on Saturday. Daryl and Justin, welcome. Talk to me about what's going on, fellas.
It's always great to see you guys. And this guy sitting to my right here is the inspiration behind this event. Justin conceived this, and as a result, we put the two together, and we have the only event of its kind in the country, cars and craft brew.
That's awesome.
That's a great combination. That's creative, but very unique for people to see both those, because your museum's unbelievable. We've had Daryl on
before. By the way, I just want to jump on some. I don't know if I've talked to you since. You guys had such a great Christmas display.
Oh my God.
Of those cars at Christmas.
Thank you very much. We put a lot of effort into that, and we always try to theme it. So thanks for noticing.
Yeah, it was cool. I meant to tell you. It's like, when am I going to see Daryl again? I got to tell him how cool that was.
Of course, I drive by there 4 times a day. The automobilegallery.com, you have a lot of events. And I want to get to this event. I want to get Justin on, but that show you had with Daddy D Productions, that patriotic show, that was unbelievable.
Well, thank you
guys
very
do
much.
It right. You have, what, 200 events there, 150 or something?
Over 200 a year.
Over 200.
Uh-huh.
And if people haven't been to the Automobile Gallery, you don't need an event. It's just so cool. How many cars are on display there?
We always have 105 to 106 on display at all times, and we rotate about 200. So we make sure and go out of our way to make sure that it never gets stale.
Right.
Well, you know, the fun part about that, you go to an event, like I've been there for some charity auctions and everything.
Right.
And, you know, normally you go to something, you kind of walk around, you have a drink, you talk to people. But for that, you're right, it's 2-in-1. You get to walk around, check out this unbelievable museum of some of the coolest cars you'll ever find, and then take part in the festivities of what else is going on.
So tell us, Justin, it's your brainchild, but very successful.
So 6 years ago, we were tasked with basically how can we raise funds for the gallery, right? Because the Automobile Gallery is a nonprofit organization.
Right.
So we put our thinking hats on, and I said, you know, what's the two things that people in Wisconsin or Northeast Wisconsin really enjoy? And obviously one of them is beer, and the other one is automobiles. And I said, I've never attended an event where it combined both. So we really set out to kind of create the most unique festival experience that you could have in the Midwest. And we invite 25 to 22 of the best breweries in all of Wisconsin. I make sure to reach out to all regions of the states. We have breweries from the Madison, Milwaukee, La Crosse, and Upper Peninsula of Michigan. So we have a La Tulip from coming up down all the way down from the Upper Peninsula to serve their beer.
Like I was saying, that's gotten huge in the UP, isn't it?
There's not a lot to do up there, but but breweries is one of those things you can do.
Absolutely.
And the other one, too.
Okay, and the cannabis. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let me ask you one thing about this. Like, we were talking to those two guys who were just great. Great having them on. But you talk about an industry that has started at such a grassroots level with some of the top brewers, literally like these gentlemen did, started in their garages. I mean, this isn't something where it's like, you know, Augie Bush and, you know, those kind of people, multi-billionaires. These are people that have normal jobs and have turned this into quite the enterprise.
Well, there's such a range within that industry, too. To call them all microbreweries or craft breweries is a very broad thing, because you have these very small, independent, two-man businesses, right, all the way up to these large, well-distributed organizations, and they're all categorized the same. But the one thing they all do have in common is that they just make amazing craft beer, which we try to pair with our amazing classic car collection.
That's awesome. Daryl, I mean, you're very car, you've always been a car advocate, like you can't believe, and you guys do so many cool things at the Auto Gallery, but this one really brings in, you, like you said, a group of people that chances are, if you like beer, you like old cars. If you like old cars, chances are you like beer. Well, good marriage.
And it is a good marriage, because we curate cars year-round. Justin does the same with these craft breweries, and in my experience in my life, I never thought that craft breweries would challenge the big boys.
Yeah.
You were talking about it before. Oh. Billion-dollar companies, yeah, are now watching these kind of breweries to see how they're doing it, how they're getting out there, and the public is responding.
No question.
And they probably have a little bit of a hope of being acquired.
Yes.
Hello, what's this is Augie.
What's the exit plan? Well, Dad, you know, this is it, right?
How
now
many zeros do you want on the contract?
Exactly. One more comma and we got a deal. So this event that's coming up Saturday, March 2nd at the Automobile Gallery, which, of course, is right down here on Adams Street in downtown Green Bay. Tell us a little bit about the pricing, what people can expect when they walk in, and your customer service there. I just want to say, like, Johnny, I've been there a lot of times for different events, and you sure treat people right. You got great facilities there. It's easy to walk around, and yeah, I just love it there.
Well, I appreciate it, and that's a testament to Daryl and his staff, right? But as far as the experience and the pricing goes, there's basically three options. So we have a VIP experience that starts an hour earlier. So that starts at 2 p.m. So you get a bonus hour to meet with the gallery or meet with the breweries ahead of the event really starting. You get a larger glass. You get a 16-ounce glass that you get to take home with you. And you get a plated meal courtesy of the Meat Block in Kaukauna and Greenleaf. They're actually giving all of their brats and hot dogs, which are amazing, by the way, to the event.
Wow.
And then
$65, you should not only attend that, but buy that again. That's a great gift, right? You're like a father-son thing.
And all of our tickets will be on sale through tomorrow online, so right, through Friday. And then you can also buy at the door, limited. So the general admission is really, for general admission, you start at 3 o'clock, so you get one less hour. You get a smaller glass, and then you just would buy food at the event. Sure. It's not included. But both are great. And then we do have a third option, the designated driver, because not everybody is into beers. And obviously, we want it to be a safe event. So if you want to bring your buddy along who doesn't like beer but just wants to look at the cars, for $10, which is the normal rate to just get into the gallery, you can come along and be the DD.
And then Daryl told me that for $20, they can use any of the cars, take them home for the drive home.
I would pay that. I was not aware of this, so yes, I'll pay the $20.
Yeah, he was telling me backstage here.
I think that's an excellent idea, John. Let me go to work on that.
I would think if there
I'm going to be the driver.
I would think if there would be any concern, it would be what you just addressed, is that people might get there and with all the sampling, drink too much. And $10, that's what it costs to get in the museum. And on top of that, you get, you know, unlimited water and soda. I'll commend you for adding that $10 fee in there. I think that's great.
Well, and if you want to see a show, and I can respond to this because I've seen this now for 5 years going on six. If you want a people watch, this is a perfect event for that. Yes, we have the craft brews, but watching the people and the sampling and the way they approach it is just as fascinating as the beers themselves.
Yeah. Well, some people consider themselves connoisseurs, let's be honest.
Yeah, they do.
It's almost like a wine tasting type thing. Yeah.
Well, and this is a perfect event for that, just because we do give out three awards, two of which are voted on by purely the attendees. So
that's nice.
Get to pick your favorite beer. You get to vote for your favorite brewery.
What do people, because again, you know, I've been to wine tasting things, and they try to explain to you what to look for at the bouquet or whatever. I've never really known. But anyway, what do you guys, if somebody asks you, what should you look for when you really taste a beer?
So this might be the wrong answer, but for me, it's like, find the style that you like, right? You don't have to like everything. You're not an IPA guy and a porter guy, but learn what style you like. And then once you narrow it down, now you can really get to, oh, I like this porter better than that porter, for example. And it's just, for me, it's just taste. What do I like?
But, you know, when you walk into a place, and I've been to places and they've got the big chalkboard of like 50 different types of beer. And I'll just, you know, ask the waitress sometimes, what's popular, and you taste it. And it'll be like, some of them are, you know, great. Some are not so good. And my problem is I don't write it down, or it might almost one that's similar to that. And it's called something else. How do people find a way to differentiate what they like? It's not just like, oh, I have a Miller Lite or I have a so-and-so. With so many different types, how can you help people simplify it?
That's a great question. If I had that answer, I think this event, you know, it's really so dependent on your independent taste. And I've learned a lot over 5 years just by trying so many of these beers. It is a benefit of being the organizer. I get to partake a little bit. Right. But I've learned a lot about just IPAs have come a long way.
Right. When you say IPA, tell people what that
is. Sure. India Pale Ale. It's a typically a bitter, very hoppy type beer. When they first came onto the market, they were very harsh. And I think that was kind of the attraction, is like, I'm a man's man. I drink IPAs.
Really different. You won't buy this at, you know.
They have so mellowed out. Some of these breweries have tapped in and figured out how to make a smooth, well-tasting, but still hoppy IPA that I've actually become an IPA guy when I never was in the past.
Okay, I might get in trouble for saying this, but back then with those, I remember where some of the first ones started here, and I went to different events there, and a lot of the women didn't like the IPAs. I mean, they'd never tasted something like that, and the guys were willing to look over the strong beer. But now, it's unisex, isn't it, as far as who likes the IPAs? Because even we had Brittany Merlot, who's our civic media weather person, she loves going to different breweries to try all the different IPAs.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, for sure. Our event, I mean, the attendance is almost 50-50. I mean, it might be 60-40, but the ratio of men to women, women enjoy beer just as much as men, and the craft beer, I think, actually made it more approachable. You know, I'm not drinking a Miller Lite with the guys in the garage, right? We're going to go have a craft beer.
Yes.
So I think it's attracted a totally different demographic.
So I don't know if you guys did it marketing-wise or just taste-wise, but you guys have really found a way to get that niche.
Yeah. The 20 beers that are going to be on display along with 100 cars, who's serving the beer? Are the brewers going to be there?
Yeah, we actually...
That's awesome. That's where you learn, Johnny.
Exactly. So every brewery is represented by either a beer master, a representative, or an owner. So you can really get to know these people, have great conversations, learn about these beers that you're tasting while you're at the event.
So that's where you can ask those novice questions that John comes up with.
100%.
And also, we've added a new wrinkle this year. We have the judge, the main judge, as a mystery judge. So all the breweries have no idea how they're being judged. So they have to put their best foot forward and also greet everyone. And it's all part of the package leading to being named the best craft brew.
Outstanding.
So is that mystery judge in this room? I was just wondering if it's Jeff.
unless it's you, Jim. No.
It's not like that one. Mr. Miner, you're only supposed to take a sip. I'll take as much as I want.
Mr. Miner, we'd like you to go to the other 19.
Who the hell are you to tell me? Daryl said I can use the Ferrari.
Oh, this is great. So how do we get tickets to this? Learn more about it.
Yeah, so either go to our Facebook page. There's a link there. Otherwise, go to theautomobilegallery.org, and that's where you can get tickets.
Just thanks for doing this. This is just this is something to do. It's kind of a little quieter weekend. Of course, we got that going on at the other brewery. But
that's awesome to have two of them going on
right
at the same day. It's phenomenal.
And you can
it's be a beautiful
close
day.
Enough. Right.
This is awesome.
Yeah, thanks for doing
this. All right, we got to set a quick break. We're back with more. Mind of the Mayor, back after this.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Waterworld, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Welcome back. Mine on the Mayor here, 7:20 on a good look at Thursday morning. A little chilly out there, 7 degrees in Green Bay, but man, this weekend looks fantastic. We've been talking about craft breweries all morning long, which is a fun topic, but the Automobile Gallery Shamrock Craft Beer Invitational is coming up. And Daryl Burnett is here, the executive director. Daryl, we're talking about the 200 events you've had there, but I still say one of the most memorable that I've seen was the night for the Lavalette Foundation. And you had the Bart Starr watch that went for, I believe, $11,000?
I believe it was, yeah, $11,000
or $12,000. Because I got outbid right at the last second. And but we were talking earlier with you.
John, it's $11,000.
Oh,
it's not $11,000. Okay. Okay. Ooh, sorry. Put the paddle on.
Sorry, it's not pesos. It's
right.
U.S. dollars.
But we were talking about the Bart Starr thing, and you were so close to them. And once again, Cherry Starr passed away this week, and you were very close to that family. And again, I've talked to other people, and they said, you know, she was this wonderful, sweet, kind, engaging person, but she had a backbone that was something special. And even her son said she was the firecracker of the family. People didn't see that side of her, but you have.
Oh,
you
I
did.
Have. I have. And, you know, when she came to visit the gallery, Shannon told a wonderful story, her granddaughter. She always talked about how Grandpa Bart, in this particular case, always so was meticulous with his cars. And Shannon leaned over to me and she said, oh, when I was a little girl, Grandpa would make us wipe our feet before we would get in the car. And Cherry leaned in and she goes, and when you got out of the car as well. And, you know,
yeah,
that was just the sweetness. She was, you couldn't talk about Bart without talking about Cherry and vice versa. And, you know, we've talked many times off the air about the largesse of that family. You know, we hear the stories that are popular to be told. There are a million stories that will never be told because it was just something they did out of the goodness of their hearts. And Rawhide and all these great organizations that benefit from them, there have been individuals who have benefited as well.
Their lives were changed.
They were.
I mean, when I read the book that John Gillespie wrote about the beginning of Rawhide, and it was Christmas, and they'd budgeted, and they were great. Talk about grassroots. I mean, they started with nothing, and they had $5 for each one of their residents, and they told me about how sad it was that they would bring some of these kids home for Christmas, and the kids would call them and say, "Could I please come back on Christmas?" Mm-hmm. So they had $5 budgeted, and Cherry showed up. They had gone to some Treasure Island or some big store, and their trunk was loaded, their back seats were loaded, and just out of the blue. He said it was like a Christmas miracle. Bart and Cherry show up unannounced with all these gifts just on their own. Because, you know, the quarterback of the Green Bay Packers didn't have anything better to do than go Christmas shopping for a bunch of young kids. Mm-hmm. I thought that because we've dealt with so many athletes, and God bless so many of them,
yeah,
but a lot of them is a little, no matter what it is, there's a little bit of a, what's in it for me? Attitude with them, there was none of that, was there?
No, and I'll tell you one quick story. A gentleman came into the gallery just about Halloween time last year, and he said, I have a story to tell you. When he saw Bart's car, he said, we had moved from Texas up here to Green Bay, and he said, I was 9 years old, my brother was 6 years old, and he said, we went trick-or-treating, and he said, we didn't know who lived where, we had just moved to the area. We ring the doorbell, and who answers the door but Bart Starr? And he said, my brother is standing there in his Dallas Cowboys uniform. And Bart took a step back and he said, well, what do we have here? And he said, our eyes got as big as saucers. And he said, you know, gentlemen, this just won't do. I'm going to have your names and addresses. And he said, we thought we were in the biggest trouble. We raced home, told our parents we were in the biggest trouble. And he said about a week later, full uniforms from the Green Bay Packers showed up. And he said, my brother still has his entire uniform and jacket.
That's a beautiful story.
Yeah. And I think we can learn. I mean, they're gone now, but we can learn from people like that. I mean, think about all the people we've talked to, and you never hear a bad thing about them. You know what I mean? Like, and I think we would all like to be respected like they were. And just because they're gone, I mean, you talk about Sherry just, you know, really being a pretty big protector of that, of Bart Starr, but him doing like little things like that, that goes a long way. And those stories will live on.
That's the legacy.
Right. That's the legacy. And, but I'm just saying that we can do that today too.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and, you know, the fact that, they never lost sense of community. You know, it was about people first, and then the town, the city. And I know Birmingham and the state of Alabama feels the same way about that family. You know, back in the day, I've never really shared this, but I actually ran around with Bart Jr. and Steve Bratkowski, who was Zeke Bratkowski's son. So I would find myself over at their house during a time when it was not the easiest in Bart's career. And they never made me feel like I was, you know, a pariah or anything like that.
Because you're reporting on
those losses.
I had
to go on the air and I had to tell the truth, right. And they were just always so nice. And Bart Jr. has carried that through as well. And I'm so happy that he's carried on the mission of the family. And I know it will never die. And everyone connected with that family and that organization is to be admired.
Got a text here. What has the gallery decided to do with Bart's Corvette? Keep it original or restore it?
I think it will always be original, because once a car like that is restored, it loses its provenance. But interestingly enough, when Cherry came with Shannon and Jenny to look at the car, we were running about 80-20 not to restore the car. Cherry filled out a slip and said, definitely restore it, because Bart never would have let it get in this condition.
Really?
And since that time, it is about 50-50 because we've left that little slip right there with the voting.
No kidding. Wow. What's wrong with it? Just age?
It's just age.
Yeah.
I mean, if you take a 1967 car of any sort and never touch it, you'll see what it looks like.
Wow. I mean, that's awesome. But you do have that on display there,
right? We do. Okay. We do. It's on permanent display thanks to Steve and Joyce Lynn Altieri. And funny and interesting story, if you have a moment. Steve was a horrible student at school. And when he was 12 years old, he bought the paperback Bart Starr from Scholastic Books.
I had the same one.
And it was the best grade Steve ever got on a report. He got a B+. And in that moment, a kid from Wallingford, Connecticut became not only a Green Bay Packers fan, but a Bart Starr fan. That car was ensconced away in a private collection for 32, 33 years. It came up for auction at Mecham Auctions in Indianapolis in May in 2018. Steve was home watching on television. It goes through. Fortunately for him, does not meet reserve. He jumped on the phone immediately and worked out a deal with Mecham Auctions to purchase the car. And then, to his credit, said there's only one place this car belongs, and that's Green Bay. And it's been with the gallery ever since.
Wow.
That's a cool story.
That's incredible. That's absolutely incredible. Can you say what he bought it for?
I could, but I won't.
Okay.
I bet he could get more today.
That's awesome. Well, guys, thank you so much for being here. Once again, great thing coming up tomorrow, the Automobile Gallery's Shamrock Craft Beer Invitational. It's going to be Saturday from 3 to 6, the Automobile Gallery and Event Center. $65 for the VIP experience, $45 pre-sale, $55 at the door. It's going to be great. And once again, Saturday is basically dedicated to craft beer in Northeast Wisconsin.
And awesome cars. So, yes. You got the great combination there. Yeah, it's going to be a fun weekend. Plus, we got some stuff we're going to talk about later, Johnny, at the Meyer Theater for the evening. So, thanks for coming in. Thanks for what you guys are doing for the community. It's awesome.
Fantastic.
Thank you, gentlemen. You're the best.
Thank you guys so very much for sharing the Mrs. Starr. Thanks, Starr. All right, we're going to set a quick break. Mind on the Mayor, back after this.
I'll be This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. An Illinois judge, the latest to rule that Donald Trump's name should not be included on the November ballot, citing the 14th Amendment, which bars insurrectionists from holding office. ABC legal contributor Kim Whaley.
Given that the Supreme Court has that Colorado case in hand, and given that the oral argument suggests they're going to go against Colorado and side with essentially Donald Trump, it's unlikely that this latest decision is going to have any actual impact on who's on the ballot in any state come November.
Now, what could have an impact on the November timeline? The Supreme Court agreeing to hear arguments on whether Donald Trump has absolute immunity from prosecution for his role on January 6th. The arguments won't be heard, however, until April 22nd. The Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry says an overnight altercation involving crowds waiting for aid left at least 70 people dead, bringing the death toll since the start of the war to more than 30,000. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Every one of the 444 books that were challenged at the Elkhorn School District have been returned to their library shelves. The books were challenged by a parent in the district in November in one of the largest book challenges in the country. While the books have been put back in circulation, the district is putting up barriers to some of the books. Students looking to check out books by authors like Toni Morrison and John Green will now need their parents' permission. A bridge that connects southwest Wisconsin to Iowa could be closed for 2 months. Transportation officials shut down the Black Hawk Bridge over the Mississippi Sunday after the span was found to be moving slightly. The bridge is almost 100 years old and a replacement is being built nearby. About 2,000 vehicles cross the bridge every day. For now, people will have to drive to Prairie du Chien or La Crosse to get across. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Civic Media's Rich LoCascio. Could you introduce me as a wrestler right now? You could call me like the Punching Bag or the Patsy or something.
From Green Bay, Wisconsin, the Punching Bag, Pete Schwabba.
Now I'd be looking across the ring at my opponent's eyes getting really wide as he got ready to wail on me.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
We are going to warm things up rather quickly as we head into the weekend. Today, it'll be mostly sunny with a high right around 35. Our wind out of the southwest at 10 to 20 today. Clear tonight, 31. Tomorrow, sunshine 50. By Saturday, 58. On Sunday, partly cloudy with a high near 60. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now is 10.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, the loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
This weather update is brought to you by your boat club, Oshkosh's premier outdoor clothing and equipment retailer. When you're serious about fun, shop your boat club, located at 1232 North Sawyer Street.
The Todd Almost Show.
Green Bay's a fine town, but I'm just telling you, you're better off to take a horse. Don't drive in Green Bay, and for God's sake, don't get a parking ticket. So how about this? We find out how much revenue does Green Bay get from parking tickets. And we say that the Packers are going to donate that, and we're going to have free parking in Green Bay. How about that? Todd for mayor of Green Bay.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Your home for Mino and the Mayor in the Morning. Weekdays from 6 till 8. Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM WISS.
Voice for News Talk, 15.
T
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor, thank you very much for our very special guests that have come in today to talk about craft beer on Saturday. Two fantastic events taking place. The weather's going to be great. What a great time of year when there's not a lot more going on. Get out and enjoy both of these great events.
Yeah.
And then Friday night at the Meyer, there's a great event, Garth Brooks.
That's going to be fun.
Tribute. Fantastic.
Now, we're going together, but we're not sitting next to each other. But anyway, yeah, we're going to go. That's going to be fun.
Anyway, the same row.
Actually, you're in jail.
John, you're up in the balcony.
No, the seats are close.
Okay.
Anyway,
but what's going on? What else is going on this weekend in Northeast Wisconsin? That's been going on for what? 60 years?
I was 70 say, years.
How many?
70 years this
70.
Year, my friend.
Right. Wow. Yeah. John Snyregard.
Right. To understand that
why before the N?
John Snyregard.
How did I pronounce it?
Snyregard. Right?
Did I pronounce it wrong?
Synegard.
What is it?
It won't be the last time.
What did I say?
Yeah.
Snydergard.
He did. You kind of did.
Syndergaard, Snydergard.
It's easy to do.
Anyway.
Okay, you're right. I'm sorry.
This craft brewing is
that Norwegian?
Danish.
Danish. Okay.
Danish.
Yes. These craft brewing is their seventh anniversary, but.
What's the difference? Oh, no. Denmark is Danish, right?
Yeah. That's
okay.
Right.
All right. Never mind.
Okay. Let's get to why we invited him to be a guest.
All
and
right.
That's that 70 years, you've been doing something for this community that is. Sustainable and it really touches everyone's heart. So, John Syndergaard, you're the director of the CP Center.
Right.
You have your big telethon this weekend. Now, as I told you before we got started here, people are raising money all year for you, which I think is great. I just
That's
went
right.
to an event and
it's
some
a great
guys
cause,
like, and I said, where's the money going? And I think they're going to be presenting a couple ways to present checks to you this weekend. So, tell us about this weekend.
And tell us the difference this year versus other years.
Yeah, okay, we'll do. Yeah, by the way, listening to the earlier segment, I understand we've got a little competition from some of our other nonprofit brethren around town. That's okay, though.
Sounds like it.
We can do it all. We can do it all.
So people have to multitask this weekend. They got to go to the automobile gallery, drink some beer, go home, get on their computer, listen to our live stream event, and then settle in on the couch for Sunday.
And we also have...
And they got to stop in at Noble Roots Brewing.
Yeah, absolutely.
That as well.
So this,
as well.
This is
big
a great,
weekend.
This is a great weekend to be in Green Bay.
Well, you know, it's a great thing to do. A great way to do it is go to both of the craft brewery things, have about 12, come home, go, I want to give $500.
Yeah, that's absolutely right.
Whatever it takes.
Exactly. We keep thinking if we could figure out a way to have some live outreach to the bars and the taverns.
Yeah, absolutely.
In the area, that would be.
It's like when you do charity auction, volunteer auction. You got that one guy that's had a couple too many. It's like $4,000 for the Brett Favre jersey.
Yeah. You know, the other thing you guys have been talking about the weather. The weather's going to be great this week.
Yes.
Which is a little unfortunate, to be quite honest. We always hope for a little snotty,
so
cold
just
weather.
Sitting in,
so everybody's sitting on their couch watching the TV.
However, you addressed that a little bit with the online. So tell us about it.
Yeah. So after 70 years, we've decided that we're going to switch things up. Imagine that. And whereas telethon in the past has
been... everything has kind of gone this way, what you're going to do there, right?
Yeah,
a lot of different things.
It has.
So let's let them tell us.
Yeah, and we're interested.
Wow.
We're interested in trying to reach a new demographic and do things a little differently to make sure that we continue to appeal to the community. So we have gone now to a one-day traditional telethon event on Sunday that is going to be preceded with CP's first ever live stream event that will be live streamed from CP itself Saturday afternoon from 2 to 4.
Okay.
And it's going to be a really cool event. The event is going to be hosted by Kristen Allen, one of our WBAY friends, of course. And it's an opportunity really to go behind the scenes of CP. There's four segments that are going to happen with our live stream event on Saturday from 2 to 4. The first segment is going to be a health and wellness event. And in that event, in that segment, we're going to cover exercise and the type of equipment that our clients use to stay active every day. In addition to that, they're going to share some healthy recipes and the like with our audience. So that ought to be kind of fun. The second piece is going to be a segment that's led by our therapy team. And our therapists are going to talk about equipment, toys, and activities that are helpful to your kids' development, as well as those you want to avoid. So that's going to be a great segment for young families to dial into.
There's a special place in heaven for those therapists.
They do amazing work every day, John. They
no
are
question.
A wonderfully, wonderfully talented team.
Yep.
The third segment, which is going to be a lot of fun, is a coffee klatch segment, and that is a segment that's going to be led by our clients. And this is an opportunity to ask our clients questions about anything you've ever wanted to know about CP or questions that you want to pose to folks that have a disability. Wow. And this is going to be kind of a no-holds-barred, let-me-have-it kind of segment. Great. And I can tell you, our clients are fired up about that.
Great.
They are ready to rock and roll. So that is going to be a lot of fun. And then we're going to end on a high note. We've got some of our CP family and clients that are going to participate in the CP version of Family Feud.
So
we're going to have some fun. That ought to be a little bit crazy.
Absolutely.
So that's our online event.
So that's Saturday.
2:00 Saturday. Now, to access that event, you should go in and register ahead of time on our site, wearecp.org/telethon.
Okay.
Wearecp.org/telethon.
All right.
All you need to do is put in a name and an email, so it's nothing intrusive, and then we're going to send you a link to access.
Fantastic.
That feed.
You know, I'll applaud you for having four different things instead of just one that goes on and on.
Yeah, great.
This way to learn about, and then to have the Q&A where they email their questions in, I take it.
Yes.
And that's very cool because I think we all, after 70 years, we all know of CP, but I still, this is really going to help us get behind the scenes and learn from therapy to the Q&A. This is great that you're doing this. And
thank you.
We can also give money during that process too, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, there will undoubtedly be a donate button available to you. So no worries there.
But people get to see where exactly that money goes.
Yeah, that's right.
That's awesome.
Right. It's really an opportunity to be behind the scenes at CP. It'll be interactive in that you can type in questions and there'll be feedback real time and so forth. So
and then Sunday?
Yeah, and then Sunday we're right back to our traditional
When I first came to Green Bay, Ray Nitschke was the host.
Yeah.
That's how far back I go. Ray and Jackie Nitschke.
We have had some really big names on the CP telethon. And the notoriety, I think last time I was here, we talked about that. Sometimes when I mention I work at CP, people's eyes kind of glaze over. And then you say, we're the telethon people.
Yeah.
And people go, I know exactly who we are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so do you have, tell us about Sunday. Are you bringing that? You bring entertainment in locally. I don't know what's all happening on Sunday.
We do. So I got to refer to my list here to make sure that I don't leave anybody out. But we will be in the studio again from 8:00 a.m. until 6:00 p.m. WBAY TV 2. And, of course, our WBAY team will be there hosting all day. I mean,
they're the best.
They have become amazing members of the CP family. I mean, the time they give.
And Bill is synonymous with it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
There's good energy that whole time.
There is.
You guys just keep it going. And of course, Johnny and I have both been on your VIP thing to make calls and raise money. But that's a fun event. I mean, you make it fun. And
it is.
To give money is you feel really good after you call and give the $100 or $50, whatever. And very easy to do and
credit
card and just, anyway, go ahead.
Yeah. And as we've recruited people to sit on those VIP panels over the years, and I know that Jimmy, you in particular, have sat on a lot of those. It's something that is really kind of addicting. I mean, it's tough to get there but once you do, it's just a ton of fun.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll have a lot of the same characters helping us out on Sunday. Let Me Be Franks, of course, will be there. Yeah. They'll be providing entertainment.
You guys know. Yeah. Never heard of that.
I know that you're intimately familiar with Franks.
A little shy.
The Southern Door fifth graders, who, of course, are a staple and are just an absolute fundraising juggernaut for us. So those kids will be there performing again this year, which is great. The kids from Sunnyside Elementary will be joining us again. The Irish Dancers, who have performed with us for many, many years. And then, of course, we have got some of Northeast Wisconsin's finest musical entertainment. So Wet Possum will be joining us. Conscious Pilot will be joining us. A Grand Union for all you country fans.
Yep.
We're trying to make sure we've got something for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So they will be a part of the show. And then for you barbershop fans.
Oh, boy.
Johnny, for you barbershop fans, we have got the Lake Effect and the Revised Edition Barbershops.
Jim?
I love it.
Huh?
That is great. You are touching all segments. That is great. From country to barbershop. I love barbershop music. I'm going to donate during that segment.
I think you should bring the band back together for this.
Do you sing?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
You know, I'll commit. If you
didn't know that he was in a big-time barbershop quartet?
If you want to commit to getting those guys back together, we will find some time for you next year.
And Johnny had mentioned that because we're having our 1 year anniversary, the 26th, yeah. And we're going to get a little bit of entertainment out here of June. Yeah, June. And they wanted me to sing, but I don't know if I can get the band back together because one guy I haven't talked to in 20 years, so I don't even know if he's still living. But I may work on that. But yes, John, thank you for the invite. But let's just talk
give
about this
bit,
weekend.
Give me a little bit.
No, I'm not doing it today.
I think you're practicing avoidance.
Ty's our producer. John he can make you do
just,
it.
Just come on.
Come on, Jim.
Back to John. Because John makes people audition before they can come on, so give him a little bit.
I'll audition to that, John. Synagogue. So, John. And donating is still just as easy as it's been. You can just the phone, the email. Tell us how we can donate because that's such a what you guys do is.
And do you guys need any more people to answer phones or anything? Yeah. You guys, it's locked in.
We are really fortunate this year. Our panels are pretty well full, so we are really really thankful for that. Our VIP panels have been active online now for weeks, and so we pre-raised a lot of dollars as you know going into the event, and we feel like we're in a really good place this year. Now, if the two of you want to set up your VIP pages yet in the next couple of days. We've certainly got space for that.
So. I'm not doing it unless he puts the band back together.
No worries.
Well, real nice, Jim. Hey, Jim, thanks for helping CP.
I will help CP.
Big heart on Jim.
I will speak. I will help CP. I'll donate. Because people love it because you wouldn't be around for 70 years. We just, and not that it's a business, but it is something that you need the community to survive.
But you're right. But you know what? One thing, too, when you go back and you read about it and you see about the old days when this thing started, they started out with a huge splash to begin with.
Absolutely.
Like I said, they brought in James Arness as Matt Dillon.
Remember that.
And I mean,
that's right.
Some of the biggest names. I mean, that would be like bringing in the biggest name in TV right now.
Yeah, that's right.
The biggest name
they
brought here. So it got off to such a great start. And I think that was really instrumental with it developing its reputation that it carries through this day.
Yeah, I agree with that. It's become a multi-generational event.
Absolutely.
We now have grandkids who are fundraising up in Southern Door, for example. So it has become a real family event.
But I think what you've done as well, John, is you've really connected with the community on the need for this. I mean, these kids aren't, it's every day. I mean, it's the lifestyle and the fact that the money stays local. I think a lot of us kind of got connected with that.
Yeah, absolutely. I think I mentioned last time I was here, a number of years ago, CP actually chose to break away from the national CP umbrella. For that very fact, because too many dollars were coming off the top and going to the parent organization, and we're not able to stay here locally and get invested back into direct services. So everything that we raise absolutely stays right here in Northeast Wisconsin, takes care of our friends and neighbors.
And you know what's memorable? When I was growing up, the big thing this time of year, I'm sure, was the March of Dimes telethon up in Marquette, Nagani. And they'd always bring up a Packer player and a Lions player.
That's right.
And that was such a big thrill where they'd say, if you call now, Willie, I remember one time Willie Davis. And it's like, hi, this is Willie Davis. I'm like, hi, my name is John. Calling from Nagani. Hi, John, how are you?
That's awesome. Good.
I'll never forget this. I'm donating $3, one for every Bishop's charity game on the tennis. John, that is fantastic. And to this day, I get goosebumps saying, I'm talking to Willie Davis. This is unbelievable. So these kind of things are cool for a community.
Yeah.
They are. And we raise, as the mayor mentions, that we raise about 25% of our annual budget through fundraising activities annually. And to be quite honest,
we
could not
continue
to function effectively without that community support. And the fact that they have continued to give and believe in our programs and what we do for 70 years is nothing short of amazing.
I know so many people that have come through there with their kids or their grandkids and things like that and use the pool and all those sorts of things. And what you guys provide for the community is unsurpassed.
Thank you.
You bet. So congratulations.
Thank you. Thanks for rocking. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
I think this is a good thing. And this it's funny because usually this weekend can be a little bit so-so
in
Green Bay.
Between,
but we have a lot of cool things going on in Green Bay, and you're one of them.
We really
do.
And
I think there's people need, and people are going to feel good on Monday after having, if they take advantage of everything that is to offer here in Green Bay. And your telethon is part of feeling good. It's part of being Green Bay. And
thank you.
Applaud you for what you're doing, John. You guys are doing a good job.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, pleasure having you here. Best of luck this weekend.
Have a great weekend.
Thank you, buddy.
Thanks, guys.
CP Telethon coming up. You don't want to miss that. Mind of the Mayor, back after this.
Never look at me. Ooh, I've been.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Valley's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
If you only have a 401k, you're not getting the most for retirement.
Wait, what?
Add a Robinhood IRA on top, then they'll boost it by 3%.
You can do that?
And if you transfer in any retirement account, you get 3% on top of that.
Is there a limit to the match?
No limit. Robinhood Gold gets you the biggest contribution match of any IRA on the market. Sign up for Robinhood Gold at Robinhood.com/boost by April 30th. Subscription fees apply.
Investing involves risk. 3% match requires gold for 1 year from first match. Must keep IRA for 5 years. Match on transfers subject to additional terms and conditions. Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Hey, welcome back. My Northern Mayor. Wrap it up. What a great morning it's been. Thanks to all the folks that stopped by with the great thing, Noble Roots Brewery, phenomenal. Shamrock that's taking place, of course, at the Auto Gallery this weekend, Cramp Breweries, and the CP Telethon. Right. A lot of stuff going on. We got Garth Brooks tribute taking place at the Meyer tomorrow night.
And then we have the Symphony Over the Rocks.
Also, UW Green Bay women have senior night.
Yeah.
Senior night, or senior day, I guess. Again, they got another win last night.
Yeah.
Down in Fort Wayne, playing some great basketball. Great way to get out and honor these. I'll tell you what, these young women, like we were talking about, aside from playing tremendous basketball, aside from just attacking on the court, they're the greatest student athletes I've ever seen. With a GPA of over 3.6
right.
across the team, across the board, and they're as competitive with that as they are with athletics. I think what Kevin Borseth has done with that program is truly amazing.
And they're really good people.
Good
like
people.
We've met them, right?
Yep.
And they're very respectful. And But yeah, it is. There's just so much going on this weekend.
It's great.
You know, people who like,
get on
there's
out.
Nothing going on. Packers are done. There's so much going on this weekend. We can give away a couple tickets to that Garth Brooks. And you're a big Garth Brooks fan. I'm getting there. But this guy is super talented.
He's so good.
And he's bringing,
he was in here yesterday. It's just amazing.
He sang yesterday, and he's bringing a 7-piece orchestra behind him. And this is it's really not a tribute band. He doesn't try to impersonate Garth
but
Brooks.
But he sounds just
he
like
sounds
him,
like it, but he wants to. He's also going to share a lot of stories that he knows, behind-the-scenes things with Garth Brooks, what he wrote, what he didn't write, what he liked, what he didn't like. And that's going to be a great show.
So what we're going to do, this is what we used to do when you used to take phone calls back in the day at the other radio station. Caller 10. So, Todd, how about texter number...
four.
Texter number four wins two tickets to the Meyer Theater, the Garth Brooks Experience, the Song of Garth Brooks, taking place on Friday night at 7:30. Texter number four, two tickets to the Garth Brooks Experience.
And that's texting on the Civic Media app. Download that. Choose WGBW or WISS. Lower right-hand corner, you text the studio. Number four wins.
Fantastic.
That'd be great.
Nicely
and
done.
Johnny and I are going to that, so we will.
Are we?
See, well, we're not going together. We're going to both be in the.
So I got to sit by myself.
Well, I don't know. I thought you were bringing your kid or your wife. Or maybe Todd. Todd, what are you doing
Julie's
Friday
sick.
Night?
Dom will say, like, thanks, Dad. No, I got someplace better to go.
All right. We'll figure that out. Okay.
But well, like I said, Dom still has to have a talk with you.
Well, maybe we'll give a...
About the Babylon thing?
Oh, yeah. So yeah. I gave the invocation, right, at the mayor's thing?
Yeah.
Right? I thought I brought that. I was going to. And your son was...
Well, he just wanted to clarify some things in the history of it. Todd, you know how he always gives me a hard time about, you know, every quarterback and say everything, where he went to school, everything. My son is that way with, like, the Bible.
Yeah.
Okay? And Jim gave the invocation. I had to go to that other meeting halfway through the thing the other night. And he said, okay, Jim had a couple of things. Not wrong, but I need to clarify a couple of things what he said. Yeah. So he can help you out with the whole Babylon
so
experience.
So I started my prayer, but, you know, thanks, Mr. Mayor. Thanks for the invite. And I talk about... Johnny and I having this radio show, working at the new community shelter, teaching NWTC, and they just talk about how great this community is. So then I went into this thing, so let us pray, because that was my job. It was only the mayor and I that were hosting this thing. So, and this is where Dom has some questions. So I said, you know, Really, it's only going to take a minute. But Heavenly Father, we're grateful for the community of Green Bay. We're blessed to have the leadership of Mayor Thompson, our first mayor in 1854, and all succeeding mayors and community leaders. We're thankful for all those who give their time, treasure, and talent to Green Bay, the sought-after community where people support each other and respect each other. So, in the book of Genesis, it is written, "Come, let us build a great city for ourselves with a tower that reaches into the sky. This will make us famous and keep us from being scattered all over the world." Okay, that was my quote from the Bible. And then I say, we have that city right here. We're grateful. And I go on a little bit more about how great people are. Dom says, look, talked to Johnny and said, look, in the book of Genesis, I misinterpreted that. So anyway, I don't think I did.
Just to clarify, just help you out. Okay, somebody anyway. Corrects you next time you do this.
Yes, well, I do this often.
He's like I said, he can tell you anything you want to know about the Bible, religion, anything.
I think I know a little bit about that, too.
Now, just because your brother's a priest, I mean, you can't ride that pony all day long.
Do you realize how many invocations I gave, John?
Yeah, we got Dom.
Oh, is he on?
I'm here.
Hi, this is my son, Dominic.
Careful, Dom.
Dom, what
yeah,
were you,
I know. I'm treading lightly this morning.
What would you like to clarify to the mayor about Babylon?
Where's Babylon?
Well, you know, it's no longer really there, in a sense, but I mean, it was in former Mesopotamia and what is now Iraq, that area.
Right.
But the Tower of Babel, the part of scripture that you had quoted from in the invocation, I kind of thought, oh, interesting. You know, and it was a great message. And then I thought, you know, the tower was eventually abandoned because of their pride. And God was like, you know what? These people all have the same language. Let's scatter the languages. So that's how the story ends. I thought, well, this is a great snapshot of the story. But then the further you read, you're like, oh, this is a different outcome than I expected.
Well, as a politician, we only take the best in the snapshot. We don't go into the whole story.
It was a beautiful example of cherry picking, you know?
That is what we do. And we do that, and we're good at it. So, yes, that's why. Have you ever heard that? They took it out of context. That's what I did.
Has anybody ever questioned you on your scripture readings before?
No, he's the first person. And I gave an invocation at every city council meeting, but I don't believe me, they weren't even close to being as into as Dom is into that. But yes, all right. Well, thank you for that. I'm not gonna add that second part to it. But don't you think?
By the way, they all die.
At the end of the day, right? They all do. But yeah, I think it was nice that Eric or the mayor asked me to do the invocation and. Next time I'll run it by you, Dom. How's that?
Well, I thought it was a very nice invocation overall, and I thought the evening went
wasn't that good?
Smoothly, and people who deserved awards were really acknowledged, and I thought it was great for the community overall.
It was, and there's such, you know, I don't know if it's still a hangover from COVID. There's just a lot of people that I haven't seen in some time, and it was just great. I mean, I just had a blast there. We Don and I were talking about that. That was very enjoyable.
And Don, tell about the other thing that I mentioned one day that you want to be involved with.
Oh, you had mentioned, Dad, about the archaeology around the fox, or along the fox, and I thought, oh my gosh, that had also crossed my mind.
Well,
I wonder if there is anything potentially still there in the ground. Anything?
Get
like
your
that.
White Bermuda shorts and your black knee socks and your sandals and your whatever that thing is that your dad has. So, find your penny after 6 hours.
White,
I'm telling you, we're gonna go to Light Park and we're gonna do a dig. We're doing it. You can do
it.
Hey,
it's a public park. It's a public park. You go ahead.
By the way, my good buddy John Kramer just texted me. He says, I've been to Babylon, Hela, Iraq. Okay. All right.
Okay.
So
we.
I was at the Temple of Ur. Is that close?
Yeah, I think that was part of it. Back
yeah, by Abraham's house. I was in Abraham's house.
Exactly.
Yeah. I won't tell you what I did there, but I was there. Hey, Dom, I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Dom, thank you. And I'll do better next time.
And by the way, Dom, I'm donating my hip. Thank you.
Oh, I heard that part, too. That's
all right.
That's
right. Thanks, buddy. We're out of time. See you tomorrow morning. Mind on the Mayor.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM WISS.
I joined the Carpenters Union 15 years ago as an apprentice. got free training, and have been able to advance. Now I'm a superintendent running high-profile projects in Green Bay that change the city skyline. I'm looking for skilled and experienced carpenters. If you want to join my team with great pay, better benefits, and a chance to advance, apply today. Call 920-469-1146 to apply. That's 920-469-1146.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.